Linda Back McKay is a former advertising and marketing careerist, a writing mentor, an editor, and speaker. She's a longtime volunteer and producer at KFAI in Minneapolis and enjoys gardening, traveling, and playing her ukulele. Her poetry collections include The Next Best Thing and Ride That Full Tilt Boogie. Her most recent work is a chronicle of women motorcyclists of the 1930s and 40s called Iron Horse Cowgirls. A big red Harley lives in a garage. Here is Linda Back McKay.
Chicken without a cause. This answers that age-old question about a chicken and a road. Its name, unpronounceable through lips, was still a name. It had a family, six or so in the pen and more in the oven. It didn't know it was a chicken. Those feathers, twig legs, and a rubber comb were pictures in a mud puddle. The others didn't know they were chickens either. When the sun slanted into the pond, there was food. When the sun fell behind the road, there was sleep. One day, something that was not chicken settled into the chicken. The chicken gave off an eerie glow. Its feathers turned yellow when it ate corn, blue when it slept. Field mice and porcupines began to follow the chicken. They cocked their heads like the chicken. Their eyes grew round and red. The chicken began to chew gum. It picked raspberries and flattened them in its beak. The chicken began to shun other chickens. It grew immune to the sun's slant. It foraged for berries at night and fell in with a band of raccoons. The chicken had lost the disciplines of chickenhood. Not knowing it was a chicken did not help the chicken know anything. It might have been a dinosaur, a piece of string, a motorcycle, or an apparition, inexplicably crossing the road.